That's the music of Dan Dean. He plays the drums, guitar, and other instruments with bands like Candy Lee and the Sweets or the Real Life Tigers. Music has always been a part of his life, but when he isn't playing tunes at places like the Greenhouse Grill, he is working to save another music venue money and energy. He is the Energy Corps member and sustainability coordinator at the Walton Arts Center.
Before I started as an Energy Corps member, they had already contracted with a energy service provider to do an energy audit of their facilities. And they came back with a proposal of several different strategies, upgrades that they could install to help save energy.
One of his focuses has been on lighting. As one can imagine, the Walton Arts Center houses a lot of lights, whether it be stage lighting or in a hallway.
We did a lighting demonstration in one area of Walton Arts Center's main building, Baumwalker Hall, just to make sure that everyone is comfortable with the brightness of the lighting, the color, temperature, before we go ahead and buy thousands of light bulbs to change over to, mostly changing over to LEDs, installing some more efficient fluorescent lighting as well.
Combined with some climate and ventilation changes, those lighting upgrades will save the Walton Arts Center 35% on their utility bills.
Estimated that they will reduce the CO2 emissions of Walton Arts Center by over 600 metric tons per year, and at the same time save an estimated $62,000 per year on utility bills. All of that put together, the payback on the project is really quick. It's under 4 years. So,
one of Dan's other main projects was assisting with the preparation and planning of this year's Artisphere event, specifically Trail Mix at Lake Fayetteville.
Arts and Nature Festival, and it's designed to celebrate artists who inspire us to live more sustainable lives through their art. And there were several events this year that I got to take part in, help with some of the planning, and got to attend. That's one of the great perks of being Energy Corps member at Walton Arts Center, is I get free tickets to some of the awesome shows. But the Artisphere Festival, one of the most fun events for me was the Trail Mix event.
For the event, he organized a caravan to get a biker bar from the Walton Arts Center to the trail. The biker bar is a set of bikes that volunteers pedal to power a band's equipment. Dan also coordinated an eco expo with various nonprofits in the area in order to educate the public on energy efficient efforts. Other endeavors also emerged from the Artisphere events.
Through the process of putting Artisphere together last year, established a sustainability team of staff members who are interested in helping Walton Arts Center go green. And they started several initiatives as far as expanding their recycling program and making changes to their concessions to reduce waste and involve more local and organic and fair trade products.
Some of those local products come from Little Bread Company and Hog House. For some events, the center uses compostable and biodegradable tableware and are reducing packaging waste by purchasing more bulk items, which also reduces the number of shopping trips taken. Dan is a LEED certified architect and has found that his knowledge of building and lighting systems has helped him in his Energy Corps position, and he hopes to help with the center's expansion. He pursues energy saving efforts in his personal life as well. He has been carless since 2002.
It's been, it was a gradual process. We wanted to get rid of the car just because cars are a hassle. Now that I don't have one, I don't miss getting oil changes. I don't miss renewing the tags. I ride my bike somewhere. I can find a parking spot right away. And eventually, it was actually, we were driving, running an errand in the car one day that we could have easily run on bicycles, but we were driving the car and got in a accident, and the car was totaled, and we thought, well, why get another one? We can do without it. So we've been living happily, car-free and carefree, you say.
He is a founding member of the Bicycle Coalition of the Ozarks, an advocacy group that works towards an infrastructure and education for cyclists and pedestrians.
And our big project this past year, Laura Kelly wrote a grant proposal to the Arkansas Highway Department and their Safe Routes to School program to get kids' bicycle education into the PE curriculum at all 9 Fayetteville public schools. So 3rd through 5th graders have had an opportunity to go through this 6-unit curriculum. And it's been really rewarding to see them not only have fun riding bicycles, but also learn how to incorporate that into their daily lives safely and help them help fitness and health be part of their daily experience. So,
Dan rides his bike to a plot of land in Winslow, where he is slowly but surely prepping for a farm.
The goal is to have a sustainable homestead up there, raising mostly berries because they're delicious and because we have more wild blackberries out there than we know what to do with. And we hope to plant a little orchard and a vineyard and build a little cabin and just live out there eventually.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.